Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 529 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by actor Scott Stewart, and we're going to discuss his role in Seeing Stars in Dixie at a Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater. So we're going to get that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers, I'm joined by Pop, Scott Stewart, actor extraordinaire, and it was my Pop in one show, and forever and a day he'll be my Pop.
There you go.
There it is, whether he likes it or not, I suppose. But he's working out at the Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater and Seeing Stars in Dixie. So how's it going? And tell us a little bit about the project.
Well, we just had our official opening yesterday, although we did a Valentine's show on Tuesday. And first time I've been in the round in many, many, many years, and I am loving it. It's a really fun venue to perform in.
So, this is your first time out at the barn?
It is, sure is.
Wow. Well, welcome. It's a fun place to be.
Thank you.
So how did the Valentine's Day show go? Because it was kind of in your sort of tech week, really, right? I mean,
we knew going in, you know, that we had to be ready a couple of days early. So our director Everett Tarleton, he got us ready, and we had a sold out crowd of a lot of loving couples there to enjoy a sweet little show that's got a lot of romance in it, but in a lot more about the love between friends than anything.
Right.
But I think everyone there had a really good time. They sure dressed the place up and made it mighty fancy for everybody coming in for Valentine's.
I saw some of the pictures. It looked pretty sweet.
It was, yeah. The food is so delicious now, and they even kicked it up a notch with a fancy appetizer bar and everything beforehand. So I'm sure no one left that night hungry at all.
So tell us about the play and your character and what goes on a little bit.
Okay, it's called Seeing Stars in Dixie, and it's set in 1950s in Natchez, Mississippi, and the actual movie Rain Tree County was filmed there in the 50s. It starred Elizabeth Taylor, Montgomery Clift, Lee Marvin, Eva Marie Saint, and so everybody in the town is just getting all nutty crazy about the stars coming to town. And then it's discovered that one local person is going to be selected to appear in the movie. And so our heroine, who runs a tea room there in Natchez, decides that that's what she'd like to do for her 50th birthday, is audition for the movie. And she has an evil villain in town who is a character who everyone loves to hate. And it's played by Jenny Norris Light, and she's having a time with it. She plays it beautifully, but feels horribly at the end of every show about how evil she has to be. But the two of them are competing for the role in the play. And then my character, Gleese, is described as a man who is more comfortable in the company of women than men. So he hangs out in the tea room with all the other ladies, and in some ways, I've likened it to maybe a Steel Magnolias set in a tea room. Right. There's a lot of really powerful women in the show, and this is where they come and are together and support each other and do battle with Marjorie, the evil villain.
So, since we are talking after you've technically opened, because it is, we're talking on Friday, so you at least had your opening night last night. How has the crowd responded?
Really well. You know, as anybody knows in live theater, you just never know what an audience is going to react to. And of course, every audience is completely different. But it is fun hearing them and feeling them out there, especially as they realize the character Marjorie is not a nice person, and you get them on your side as sort of hating her and what she's doing. And we had a really good house last night. And it's always fun just to open it up that first time. I think it was even more fun last night because the Valentine's show, you know, they were there for a big special event. Well, last night they were there to see the show.
Right.
And so you get a lot more. I felt a lot of energy coming from them and a lot of really good folks in that audience. And I'm discovering, this being my first time at the Barn, it is a big family in a lot of ways. I mean, you've got people who've been coming there for 50 years. I mean, my dad and a friend of his came, and she was there at the premiere of the Barn 50 years ago John Chaffin's dad opened it up. So, you know, she's been there since the very beginning, and there's a lot of folks that are like that.
Yeah, that's one of the unique aspects I find of that place to work as an actor, is that it is, I think it's its strength, really, is that it is really just, you are family. And now that you've done a show there, you are part of, you know, Chaffin's family, which is kind of,
right,
you know, kind of interesting.
And I, you know, sort of expecting, you know, that family feel from the staff and the other actors who were there, but I was not prepared for how much the audience, you know, we had the enjoyed it line afterwards, right, where they come by and you talk to everybody, and how many of them really do, you know, consider this to be sort of a home of theirs, and now you are a member of their household, and how much they love and find that theater endearing, which I think is great. I think that's probably the reason that it has survived, you know, this long.
Right.
When most dinner theaters have not been able to.
Right. And of course, this is the second show under the new ownership, so I think, I think people are coming back and realizing that not a lot is ostensibly changed as far as the feel and the vibe of the place, you know. So,
right? Yeah, I'm Norma. I've met her several times, and I think she's just going to be a wonderful asset out there. She's got some great plans on improvements that she wants to make. And as an actor, a lot of them would be beneficial to us. So that's going to be nice,
right,
including, you know, new rehearsal space and stuff like that, that we'll be able to utilize down the road. So she's got some great plans going on, and I'm excited to see all of it come to fruition.
So back into the world of the play, what's been the biggest challenge for you as an actor in taking on your role?
Well, for me, I guess it would be, there's one pivotal scene between my character Gleese and the lead character Clemmy, and where he just sort of lays out there his emotions about his feelings about himself, and, you know, getting there every night. It's not something I normally do, because most of the stuff I do are musicals, where you don't really bear your soul as much as you do, I think, to me, in a straight play, where you've only got the words, no songs to hide behind or anything. So,
right,
getting to that emotional point every night is a challenge, and will continue to be a challenge for me, as you just sort of lay it all bare there on stage and try to control it too. That's the other thing, you know, to get to the emotional state that you need to be in, but not let it get away from you, because you are still performing and you still have to tell a story. You know, you can't just break down and with the feelings that might come washing over you.
Right.
You still have to remain remain in the moment.
So the play has its romance and it's a little bit of comedy, but it does have its heavier sides. Would you say that would be fair then?
There are some, yeah, because in its being in the 50s, Gleese is a man that a lot of people in the town think is a homosexual man, and so that's some of the confrontations that he has, and and it's weird because you do have to think back to what it would have been like to be a man who is considered to be homosexual in that era.
Yeah.
And,
that part of the country.
Right. There in the South where you really would have been ostracized. And I mean, I know it's not still not great yet now, but it had to be so much worse back then.
Right. Well, cool. So what do you think the overall theme or message of this play is?
I would say that it's mostly about friendship and in enduring any hardships through your friends. There's a lot of that message in there. And there's some moments at the end where everyone sort of has a little enlightenment as they do a little self-introspection.
Yeah.
As Clemmy takes a journey and takes us all along with her.
Outstanding. So how long do you run?
We run through March 19th, so there's plenty of chances. It's, Thursday, there's matinee, and Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee each week until March 19th.
Oh, outstanding.
And I will say that if you haven't been to the barn lately and tried the new buffet, you really got to come because it's putting the dinner back in dinner theater. Yeah, see what I did there?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, you must be a professional. All right, and we can get tickets by what? Calling 615-646-9977. Is that the number?
I believe that is, and I know the website is chaffinsbarntheater.com.
All right. Well, thanks, man. I'll have those links on the show notes page for this particular episode of www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thank you, Pop.
Thank you, boy.
All right. Well, we'll talk to. Let's talk soon.
All right. Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
When guests can't appear in the studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun. If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
That's it. I'd like to thank actor Scott Stewart for stopping by today via Skype to talk about Seeing Stars in Dixie, which is, again, out at Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater. And, of course, ticket information we discussed in the body of this podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter at @inexplicableds, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, as is standard operating procedure for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, We'll see what we see when we get there. I'm sure it's going to be a good time. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see you. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.